This is Cedric Clute inviting you to step back in time and enjoy your visit to the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode. Just to be entertained for a few minutes, just to forget my day-to-day life and listen to somebody tell a good story or sing a good song, that's what I need. Those were the words of a miner in the Mother Lode. Unfortunately, comedians and singers were rare birds in the towns and gold camps of the Sierra Nevada, and the few entertainers that came had to make their way from San Francisco and Sacramento. But, believe it or not, Amador County had its own share of homegrown talent, and one of the most unusual shows anyone could possibly imagine was staged late in the year of 1922 by miners from the Argonaut and the Kennedy. This is what happened. The Argonaut mine disaster began in August of 1922, and 22 days after it began, the bodies of the 47 miners were finally recovered. The funeral was held on Friday, September the 22nd, but that wasn't the end of it. The story of the Argonaut disaster kept right on going and headed down south, all the way from Jackson to the bright lights of Hollywood, California. Here are the words of the rescue team leader, John Pirovich. "Hell, all those guys got killed and the widows and orphans were left holding the bag. The mine owners didn't give a damn. There was no compensation in those days. The people were stuck. But Will Rogers, he was a friend of ours, you know, got a hold of Sid Grauman, and Sid was getting ready to open this vaudeville house in Hollywood called the Million Dollar Theater. So Sid said to send the rescue team down, and he'd put us on the stage. Well, we worked like hell to get this show put together. A couple of us sang songs, and one of the boys told jokes, and we ended up by doing a pantomime of the rescue attempt. All of us lit our carbide lamps and wore our work clothes, and with the theater lights out, it was real eerie. Well, we kept it up for a week, three shows a day. People tossed money up on the stage, and when we finally got it all counted, we'd collected more than $10,000 for all those widows and little kids. Finally, we got to head home. And you know something? 22 days on that rescue team was nothing compared to that trip to Hollywood. Show business sure got tiring quick. This is Cedric Clute coming to you from the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode.